it didn't show up on that map in the article in the Oregonian. And then, I tell you this thing, I am so disgusted with what has happened here because there really hasn't been the attention focused on this. So there needs to be improvement and detail focused on these issues. There are people that actually, when I tell them what's happening in my bubble, what I see, because we're all in a bubble, we need to take a look at what it is, maybe we need to go outside of it, they will actually laugh because they think I'm making up what I've seen. So, talk is cheap. And I think we need to do more, and I really recommend doubling this in the least, because there needs to be a lot more attention. And right now I'm working close with David Douglas School District. They're the ones that have made a difference, because I gave up on the city. And they don't cooperate, they don't communicate. It's David Douglas School District. So, yes, please, in the least, double this. And I never knew about this, the Gateway Center for Domestic Violence. This is probably very close to where I live. And I never knew about it. I'm really getting my eyes open down here today. So, please, there can't be enough done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. So, I my suspicion is people will have much to say about the request that's just put on the table as we're taking a vote on the current ordinance. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Thank you very much to everybody who testified today, and particularly to the presenters. Commissioner Saltzman, I don't remember offhand what the total budget of the Gateway Center is. I did notice that the city funds the lion's share of the operations funding for that. This is an increase. It's not all that we invest. And it's in ongoing funding, so we don't have to discuss it every budget. It's a given that we're paying for that. I do remember that I think we passed an ordinance allocating an additional $40,000 to Catholic charities to provide services for people who are undocumented, and that there is, I learned, a visa that survivors of domestic violence are entitled to stay here by reporting the abuse. And so that, I think, is a wonderful program. I was concerned about the sergeant. I think he said that they're only able to follow up on about 10% of the on the abusers, and that has to be triaged by estimated dangerousness. As I was listening to the very moving and list of support needed to help somebody out of this cycle of abuse, it seems to me that we do need to get upstream and to hold those accountable who are causing people's lives to be wrecked and lost. I'm very glad that the council funds the Boys Strength program now in the police department, following on with the Girls Strength and Women's Strength programs to help adolescent boys understand how to be a responsible person when they grow up, and for women too to learn, because it's not just, as we heard, it's abusers can be any kind of gender. So thank you very much for the work that you do. I know that you do it because every day you go to work and you can help somebody, just one person or a lot of people, with this huge trauma in their lives. And so we need to mourn those who are lost and very much celebrate the survivors and the services that we're able to provide to them. Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, for getting the center built in the first place, to ongoing support for it. You've certainly been a champion for it, and I appreciate that. Aye.
Bish.
Well, I want to thank Martha for the presentation. It seems that every year the services become more enriched and the outcomes are impressive. And I appreciate the care that you take to document those outcomes and to show the public what kind of return they're getting for this investment in such important work. And I want to echo what Commissioner Fritz just said. Dan has been the champion ever since I've been on the council for this work. It's almost inconceivable to think where the leadership's going to come from in a year and a half from now. And I suppose that's a conversation we're going to have sooner rather than later. But, Dan, thank you for your tremendous commitment to this cause. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank everybody who's helping survivors of domestic violence to take one step at a time to a better life. And the money we're spending here with the YWCA to fund the Encore Fellow, I want to first thank the YWCA for stepping up to serve as the fiscal sponsor for this. But this money is $33,000 that's to help us really scope out the situation to figure out what role the Gateway Center can play in better serving elders and people with disabilities who need restraining orders. So once we scope it out, you can bet we'll probably be back here asking for increased funding, more than we're asking for today. So thank you all and appreciate your services. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, I want to thank everybody for their testimony. I want to thank the panelists. It was a very thoughtful and I think thorough and ultimately excellent presentation that shows that on this very weighty issue, progress does get made and that there are good partnerships that exist in this community to make progress against what is a very pervasive issue in our society. I find myself compelled with those who testified, who said we should do the most we can do, not the least, but the most we can do. And I agree with Commissioner Saltzman. Well, first of all, I just want to put in another plug for the Encore program. I think it's a great program, and it brings in people who are seasoned, who are experienced, who are at the top of their game, who have broad sets of skills. And we all as a community benefit from people stepping forward and being willing to serve in that capacity and help us better understand how to improve our community by working together. And I do look forward to seeing the results of this work through the YWCA and through this Encore Fellowship. And my assumption as I vote for this $33,000 or whatever it is that this is leading to something. This isn't a one-and-done deal, that this is going to lead to a thoughtful expansion of services geared towards a growing population amongst those who are impacted by domestic violence. So I think we're all philosophically on the same page on this one here. So I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you, everybody who came in today, and thank you especially for those who are survivors of domestic violence who testified today.